I have to work overtime tonight, and you don't have to wait for me. The night of her birthday, I witnessed her having sex with another man and her car in the parking lot of her company. They kissed passionately, and instead of interrupting, I silently retreated to my car. In the passenger side of that car, there was a bouquet, a birthday cake, and two tickets to the 1,000-passenger cruise she'd been dreaming of. I watched them through the windshield until they finished making out happily. Why are you back so late? Why did you drink so much? Anna Jones helped me, who smelled of alcohol, to lie down on the sofa. She was wearing a sexy camisole nightgown. Her hair was wet and she'd obviously just gotten out of the shower not long ago, and there was a fresh scent of shower gel coming from her body. Seeing that I was drunk, she hurried to the kitchen to cook a bowl of hangover soup. Don't drink so much anymore. Anna brought over the hangover soup and said with some grumbling. There was a time when I would have felt sweet listening to her complaining words, but tonight, I felt numb. I didn't respond, and I exhausted lay rushed into the bathroom to vomit. Saw a sexy black lace underwear hanging on the wall. Something was lingering on there, and though the traces had been deliberately erased, the smell was familiar to the men. I held it in a daze until Anna rushed into the bathroom and snatched it from me. I saw a trace of panic in her eyes. Well, it's so dirty. I'll wash it. She ran away in a hurry. She clutched her underwear tightly as if she was afraid I would take it away. After taking a shower, I entered the bedroom and saw her giggling at the phone. It was not until she found me that she stopped smiling. Do you remember what day it is today? She put her phone away and asked me with a smile. I'm sorry, I don't remember, I answered perfunctorily. She was upset and lay down with her back to me, but I noticed her phone screen flashing. She typed quickly and chuckled from time to time. A wedding picture of the two of us hung, and we smiled happily at each other. Many people praised us for being a perfect match. When I was staring at the wedding photo in a daze, Anna suddenly turned over and pressed me. We haven't had sex for a month. How about we make out on such an important day? Her hand was already feeling underneath me. I was reluctant. Just as I was about to find an excuse to refuse, her phone rang. She froze for a moment, and when she glanced at the caller, she soon jumped up and quickly ran away with her phone. I could guess who it would be that would make her take it so seriously in the middle of the night. She hid in the toilet to answer the phone. I glanced at the clock. She had been on the phone for half an hour, but it didn't seem like she was going to end the call. I heard her happy laughter, and now and then she would act like a spoiled child as if she were a young girl who had just fallen in love and was flirting with her lover. I walked to the balcony and smoked a cigarette, looking into the night with a myriad of thoughts running through my mind. We met at a small company owned by my dad's group. I hid my identity as a rich boy and planned to start from the bottom. She was the one who received me. I was just an unimportant staff in the marketing department. I was just a rookie who had just worked and came from a poor family. Ever since we were together, I had secretly helped her get a lot of big orders. She was soon promoted to the general manager of the marketing department, had a crush on each other, and eventually fell in love. But in the end, things didn't work out and my parents didn't approve of us being together. I fell out with my parents and insisted on marrying her. Although I didn't have the blessing of my parents, I lived a happy life with her. I thought that loving each other was enough. Until one day a director named Jonah Harvey was transferred to the company. I found out that he was Anna's senior schoolmate. He was her ex-boyfriend. Jonah was handsome and sweet-mouthed, very good at coaxing girls. From that day on, Anna's clothing style changed. She began to wear lace clothes and high heels and liked to take selfies in front of the mirror wearing black stockings. I teased her once. Who are you dressing so beautifully for? I like purple. She blurted out. It's not for you anyway. Realizing that she had said something wrong, she quickly explained, black makes people look more serious, which is needed in the workplace. I hadn't noticed these changes at that moment. Every time I saw our wedding photos, I felt sweet. I felt that it was enough to have her by my side for the rest of my life. If it weren't for the fact that I wanted to give her a surprise on her birthday night, I wouldn't have known that I had been kept in the dark.